So I just want to give thanks for Pesach too. I heard this shiur from Rav David Nativ of, I guess, Gush Etzion, Machon Herzog. So a lot of the ideas that I'm going to be sharing right now are based off his ideas. So now this parak we read on Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur, and it's a perfect parak to bring to us to learn how to learn Tanakh and to figure out what the heck that Tzom is about, because it's only 14 psukim. So it's a 14 pasuk paragraph, and we learn how to break it apart. Yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone's excited?
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
I won't get insulted if anyone leaves in the middle, because again, I feel like it's going to be a little bit, what's the word for this?
Intense.
Not deep. Dealing with text oriented, but like when you're like needed.
Technical, but
informing nonetheless. Here we go. Before we even start off, I'm going to start with a story found in Gemara Tagiga, Dafhei Amud Bet. Dafhei Amud Bet, I believe. It might be Vavam, but I looked it up. Don't get so excited. I looked it up yesterday, today. The story goes as follows. There was a guy who would work for 6 months. Oh, yeah? There's a guy who would learn for 6 months. I didn't work for 6 months. He would work for 6 months, and 3 months out of the year, he would travel. Where would he travel? To the Beis Medrash. And he'd learn for a day. And then what would he do for the next 3 months? He'd travel backwards. And every year he would do this year in, year out, it came like a big thing with the Talmidei Chacham of the Beis Medrash. And it got so big that they started calling him Bar Yom Beira, something like that. That he's like the son of one day of the house of the Yeshiva, like the one day guy. He was the one guy, and everyone was making fun of him. Oh, look at this guy, he only learns one day, and then he goes back and he travels 3 months. Oh my God. He worked for 6 months just so he could travel for 3 months back and forth. What a waste of time. Everyone was making fun of him. Until Rabbi Yochanan stands up and says, "What are you guys doing?" And you know what pasuk he quotes and says, "What are you guys doing?" And I'll even quote you a pasuk. He quotes the pasuk from this Haftorah found in Yom Kippur. It's not the first pasuk, so I'm going to read through the first two psukim. I'll read through the first two psukim until we get to the pasuk that he quotes. Kra bigaron al tachshoch, says Yishayahu, or it says Kadosh Baruch Hu to Yishayahu. Call out with your throat, don't be quiet. Kashofar harein kolecha, like a shofar, raise your voice. V'hagei la'amid pish'am, and tell my nation their pish'am, their pesha. Ulebeis Yaakov chatosam, and the Beis Yaakov their mistake. Osi yom yom yidrashun. To me, they call out every single. They yidrashun. They're dorish. They're searching for every day. V'das derachai yichpatzun, and they call my ways. The das, the knowledge of my ways. They search. Kugoy asher tzedaka asa, like a nation that does good. Who mishpat alakav lo azav, like the mishpat alakav, they never left. Yishaluni mishpatei tzedek, they ask for me mishpatei tzedek, judgments of righteousness, kervas alakim yechpatzun, closest of God. That's what they're searching for, right? It sounds like beautiful psukim. Now, what does all the nations want? They're searching for kervas alakim, yishaluni mishpat tzedek. It's like they never left. It's beautiful, no?
It's gorgeous.
Now come back to the story of Rabbi Yochanan. And then you'll be able to understand this pattern. Then you'll be able to understand this piece. What did Rabbi Yochanan say to them? You guys, everyone's laughing at him. What is he doing? He's traveling for 3 months, learning for a day, traveling for 3 months. And then everyone makes fun of him. What are you doing? Oh my God, you're wasting your time. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, Yom Yom Yidroshun. And this is the drush he makes. For a person who works one day, this is the pasuk. Vosi Yom Yom Yidroshun. Day by day, you're looking for me. And he says, if someone who learns for one day, and all he does, to be able to learn for one day, it's as if he's learning the whole entire year. A person who works and works and works just so he can learn for one day, and he learns that one day completely, it's as if he learned the whole year. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Why does Rabbi Yochanan bring this pasuk in? Because this is sarcasm. What do I mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the nation, You're searching for me, right? You're like a nation. Kigoy asher tzedakah asa. You're like a nation that's doing righteous things. Mishpatei elokav lo azav. And you're asking for me. Yishaluni mishpatei tzedek. Kirvas elokim yichpatzun. And you're asking me. Mishpatei tzedek. Judgments of righteousness. Kirvas elokim yichpatzun. You're searching for closeness to God. And what do they ask? Look at this. Please, if you pay attention to this point, you'll love it. Lama tamanu velo ra'isa. Why are we fasting and you don't see? Ininu nafshenu velo seida. We're hurting our ininu from the word inoy. We're afflicting ourselves. Velo seida, you don't know. That's Am Yisrael speaking. This is now Kosh Barbara speaking. You can tell by the way it's split up. However, certainly, however, during your tzom chem, what are you doing? You're timtzu chayfetz. You're going after your own desires. And you're going after your own atzvechem. Atzvechem are the people who are sad. Timgoshu is from, you're trying to collect from them. You're trying to collect from the people who are indebted to you. In other words, these two psukim are telling us, what are the people doing at time of Yeshayahu? They're fasting. They're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, why aren't you seeing us? Why don't you see us fasting? Why don't you answer us? Etc. They're acting as if they're keeping all the deed. They're acting as if they're doing everything right. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, when you're fasting, you know what you're doing? What happens when a person fasts? They don't have to eat. They don't have to cook. You know how much time goes into cooking? You know how much time goes into cooking? You know how much time goes into buying food for the cooking?
Nice amount.
A lot of time. I have covers with Roy. You know what Roy said? Sometimes we learn on Fridays. He's like, I asked him today, like, oh, what time do you think we can learn tomorrow? He's like, I don't know. I have to judge by the cooking. Especially when you're he just got married. But imagine when you have like six kids, seven kids, eight kids, and you have guests over. Now, first of all, you can have a car still for a repair. But you can imagine how much work goes into cooking food, how much time goes into it. So now that people are saying, oh, we have so much time, you know what we can do on our fast day?
Right.
Now, that's not what they're saying. Halavai, that's what they were saying. They're saying, we're going to go pull atzvechem to Goshu. We're going to go after all this atzvechem. That's at eight from the word sad. Latzov is to be sad. So they're going after all the sad people. Timgoshu is to collect. And they're collecting from all the sad people, meaning they're collecting all their debts. So on their fasting, instead of concentrating on what they need to be concentrating on, what are they doing?
They're collecting
their business. They're going after the business. The pasuk. I mean, I'm not going to read the next. I'll try not to go so inside. I'll try and skip the pasuk here so we can stay outside. It's a little easier, especially starting to fast. I'm a little tired. The next pasuk. Hey, Narivu Matza Tatsumu. What are you doing? You're fighting. What are they doing on their fasting? All they're doing is going after their business, and they're fighting for the money over here, and they're going like if you see the fourth line down in the second column, with Akos Bagger of Rashi, you're like beating people up to get your money. That's what they're doing on a fast day. In other words, they're missing the point of the fast. Come back to Rabbi Yochanan. What are the people doing? People who learn all day, they're sitting in the base bedroom, they're learning all day. And then one guy comes, he's working. Why? So he can support a family, and one day a year, he travels 3 months, he comes one day, he travels back. One day a year, he can learn. What is Rabbi Yochanan saying to them? You're missing the point. You guys are missing the point. What's the point of learning? Anyone who's been in a shiur, what's the point of learning?
Come close to Hashem.
Come close to Hashem. This guy, Nebuchadnezzar, he has to work for 6 months. He's got to work for 6 months. And he has to travel to, because whatever reason, his job's over there. And he only gets one day to learn. But all the time that he's working, and let's say he's a doctor, or he's a shoemaker, all the time he's making those shoes, all he's thinking about is, oh, I can't wait till that one day in the basement. And he travels, and he does, and he learns, and then he comes back, and he works again. Very responsible. And they're making fun of him, even though he's doing his best. So what is he saying? Yom yom yidrashun. You guys are like the beginning of this paragraph, you guys are just faking it. You're just faking it. You're acting as if you're doing it, but you're acting as if you're learning all of that. You're acting as if you're fasting, but you're really... You're missing the point. You're just eating. You're just doing business because you have free time.
They don't have to work for it.
You could say that. It's easy. So now, before I go on to the next piece, if you'll see, I triangled off that paragraph. I boxed off certain words. Whenever you see in Tanakh, whenever you're learning Tanakh, first off, I forgot which teacher this was, but they coined the idea, the Mikros Gedolos problem. When a person learns, let's say with us, when a person learns, let's say, Chumash with Rashi, especially an American, so Rashi is very difficult to read through, correct? Rashi is very difficult to read through, especially when you're reading the Pesukim, Rashi can get long, so you kind of lose the retzef, you lose the what's the word?
The continuity
of the Pesukim. You lose the continuity of the Pesukim. You get stuck in one Pesukim, you lose the continuity of the whole paragraph. So when a person does this, when you break it out and you really try and see it all in front of you, you can see the continuity. And what do you see? You see the same words in the same paragraph appearing over and over and over again. Whenever you see a word that appears seven times, seven is a very holy number. Especially in this, because if you look at the end, it starts talking about Shabbos. Seven is a very holy number in Judaism. Whenever you see a word seven times, you know that that is the point of this paragraph. For example, in Yericho, if you look over there in Yehoshua, follows learn Yehoshua, when they're surrounding Yericho, you know what word appears seven times? Besides for the Shofro. It's another Indian. What word appears seven times? Hashem. Sheven. Hashem appears seven times. Why? Because the whole point of Yericho, the whole point of the Kibush Ha'aretz, this, what we're about to do is to be Mekadesh Hashem in the world through the land of Israel, through Kibush Ha'aretz, through the Beis Hamikdash. This is the beginning of it. What word appears seven times?
Tzom.
The word tzom appears seven times in this paragraph. In this paragraph of Yeshayahu. In other words, if you want to know what the definition of tzom means, where are you going to look?
Here.
Right here. In English, what do we call it? Tzom?
Fast.
Where the heck did that word go? Where is that word from?
Slow.
I don't know where. Does anyone have any idea where that comes from? All I can think about is that, we just want it over with already. I don't know. Anyone else? Like, anyone have any ideas where it comes from? I don't know where it comes from. One last. So, meaning, the way we look at, a lot of times when we look at a fast day, what do we say? What's the number one thing? If I already make number five, that we're going to do, like, a family feud. What's the five top things you hear on a fast day? I want to eat.
I'm tired.
Davening's long.
Davening's long. I really?
My mouth.
Especially very long.
When is it going to end?
Want a drink.
Can I use mouthwash? All these questions, right? Look at the next paragraph. Hachazeh yeh tzom evarcheyu. Sarcasm. Is this going to be a tzom that I choose? What? Yom anos adam nafsho, that he's hurting himself, a person just hungry? Yom anos adam nafsho, halkov ka'agmon rosho, that he bows his head because he's davening all day. V'sak ve'efer yatsia, that he just puts on sackcloth. Halzeh tikra tzom, this is what you call tzom. V'yom ratzom la'ashem, this is what God wants. Do you hear that? By the way, if anyone wants to look on in English, it's Yeshayahu Nun Chet, we're on Pasuk Hey. One more time. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, HaChazeh Yeh Tzom Evarcheyu. This is the tzom that I want. Everyone just pointed out. What were the five top things that we just pointed out? I'm hungry. I'm tired. Davening's long. When is it going to be over? I said, can you use mouthwash? And what does God say? Is this the fast that I choose? Is this the fast that I want? A fast day where everyone's just hungry? Where a person's just bowing his head to me? He's putting on sackcloth and afer, his dust on his head? Is that what I really want, says God? And yet that's exactly what we concentrate on. That's what we concentrate on. Right? Who said it? Who said something about easy? What were you saying?
The guy sitting in the base.
Guys sitting in the base all day.
Easy opportunity.
It's very easy to connect to the external. We're just learning all day. It gets. What's it called? Hergel. It gets habitual. When it's very easy just to connect to a fast day in the terms of its physicality. Very easy to connect to a fast day in terms of the fact that I'm hungry right now. It's very easy to connect to a fast day in terms of my head hurts and I'd love to be sleeping right now. But to take it to the next step is very hard, especially when you're hungry. The people of the time of Yeshayahu, what were they doing? All they could connect to is the physical, all they could connect to is the external, and therefore if we connect to the external, if we do the external properly, then we can do whatever we want, and it's okay. In other words, let me explain. You see this all all the time throughout Tanakh. I'm going to quote my favorite pasuk. It's found in Hosea. It's just a common theme throughout Tanakh. Chesed chafatzki v'lo zavach v'das elokim me'alo. I could quote that pasuk all day. I could just say it over and over and over again. Chesed chafatzki v'lo zavach v'das elokim me'alo. Chesed chafatzki. I desire chesed. Chesed chafatzki mizavach. V'das elokim me'alo. Mizavach from a sacrifice. V'das elokim.
Knowledge of God.
What does das mean? Something very, very deep. Something very, very deep. Das is something very, very deep. Das is looking for a deep relationship. Myth? Oh, look. I wanted a relationship more than I wanted your physical externals. In other words, if all you're doing is the externals, that's very nice and you need it, but that's not the point. It's just an emtai. What does the Rav Chal teach us in the Mesilas Yesharim? That everything in this world is just
external.
To get us to the external, true, but get us to the next step. That's why God put us in this world, so that we could use everything in the world to take the next step. So now, we have what's not good. What's not a tone that we want? Huh? Completely physical. I'm hungry, I'm tired. In fact, sometimes it makes the davening hard. For me, for sure. It makes the davening hard. It makes the learning hard. It's hard to concentrate. What is the fast that God wants? Patech hartzuvot resha. Hater agudot motav. Shalach rutzutzim chafshim. Bekol motav tanikehu. Tanikehu. Anyone want to take a guess at what those mean? Patech. Open up hartzuvot resha. The shackles of evil. I don't want to use evil, but of bad guys. Hater aguda mota, open up the bounds of injustice. I was going to say perversion, but that's good too. Hater shalach ritzutim chofshim, send free the ritzutim is your debts for free. V'chol mota tinateku, and all the perversion. What word did you use?
Perversion
tinateku. I know why they did that. Why did they do that? Because it's the same word. You can't translate motad twice as the same word.
Why not?
So I'm going to argue you can't. Why?
Should.
Look at what I did. Look at what I did with the verbs. What type of verbs do you see here?
Oh, well, one is a verb, one is a noun.
I don't know if that's so true. Maybe. But look what I did with the verbs. I circled them off. What's pateach? Open. Then hater is?
Untie.
Let it go even more. What's shalach? What's in tinateku? Cut off completely. In other words, it's building up. And if you just skip over to the next, just look over the next column. Im tasir mitochacha mota. And if you totally get rid of your mota, it's the same word. Maybe it's the worst word. I don't know exactly what the difference is between all the nouns, but it's the same word. Just tasir is totally remove, get rid of completely. Meaning it's building up. It's building up. What? So what is the fast that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants? I'm sorry, I'm using the word fast. Tzom. What's the tzom that God wants?
It
goes internal and you fast and then you're able to exactly, then you're able to open up. You're able to get rid of your loans. You're able to help the poor, right? The question is, why is that? Why is that a fast helps us do that? Anyone?
Because you're removed.
Meaning, and therefore,
everything you do
should be. Watch this. You're all right with one plus. Like, meaning you just need one more step, you're all right. Hallo, faros, larev, lachmecha. Should you not give out to the hungry your bread? Vaniim, rudim, tavi, labais, and aniim, you should bring them to your house. Kisir out, rom, please, so. Because you'll see he's naked. And you should cover it. Umbisarcha losis alam. And from your basar, you should not cover up. Everyone's hungry on a fast day. Everyone's hungry on a fast day. It's very hard to feel a poor person when you're not poor. It's very hard to feel a hungry person when you're not hungry. It's very hard to feel that someone else is not wearing clothing. He doesn't have good shoes if you are wearing good shoes. So what do you do on a fast day? You don't eat. It's an Indian to give tzedakah, right? You should maybe you should give tzedakah. Yeah, I heard that. Like any food that you would, any money that you would have spent on a fast day, like it's a big minhag that you should give that money to tzedakah. You have to cover up. You can't wear your regular clothes. You have to wear sackcloth on Tisha B'Av. We're even knowing not to wear shoes. Why? Why all this? Why all the external?
So that you'll feel more like you don't have it. So.
You could connect to everyone else. You can connect to the poor person. Connect to the guy who's downtrodden. You can connect to the guy who doesn't have anything in his life. And you can really feel his pain. It's very difficult to connect to someone on that level if you can't feel it yourself. You know what I'm saying? The externals bring you to a level of a very deep internal level that you can connect with someone else.
More
God. Oh, we're getting to the God. You're already a step ahead of me. You already brought in God too. No. Baruch Hashem. What was I going to say? Get back into it. What was I going to say? Hello, Faros, Larev, Lachmecha, Vaniyim, Rudim, Tavi, Bayez, Kisir, Aron, Chisi, So, Misar, Chalos, Salam. Oh! I lost the train of thought. Oh! Give me the modern word for tzom. What's it? Where else do we see the word tzom? Huh?
Different word for
tzom. I'll give you a hint. On the road.
Tzomet.
On a tzomet. What's a tzomet?
Injunction.
It's an injunction. So I'm not so crazy that I'm willing to say that this is for sure pshat. But I'm crazy enough to say that this is. I think this is a Torah concept. Crazy enough to say that. That a tzomet and a tzomet are totally connected. Well, how did tzomet get its name? I'm sure it's somewhere else in Tanakh. But where does this idea come from? It's a crossroads. When a person fasts, it's a crossroads. You can turn off in the right direction, you can turn off in the wrong direction. Everything physical has that possibility. You can turn off in the wrong direction, you can turn off in the other direction. A tzom really is mudgash, it really exemplifies this. A person, when he's really hungry, he can become the most like disgusting person. Like, all he's into, you see, the truth comes out. All he wants is food, all he wants is sleep, all he wants is the physical. Or a person who's really spiritual, really connected in, he'll say, wow. I'm saying this to someone, I'm definitely not on this level. You guys are probably on this level. I'm probably just saying things that you guys already know. That like when a person becomes hungry, all of a sudden he's like, wow, now I really understand how that guy down the block feels. Now I can really understand who that guy who has no money and he's always hungry. Or the guy who works so hard and can barely put food on the table. I can really understand it. The guy who doesn't even have clothes, doesn't even have shoes, and he has to walk around the street without shoes on. Pastor Sean, it should be ever me. But you hear what I'm saying? This tzom gives you that possibility. If I were to define a tzom, maybe it could. I don't know if I could. Maybe I could. That.
What's the word struggle in Hebrew?
Struggle.
So is it something like
seva? Huh?
Seva.
Seva.
Seva. Seva. Is it something with the shor tzom or something?
I'm gonna get dictionary lit up.
Like Amal.
Amal. Let's say. No, struggle. I don't know. Yeah, Amal.
I mean, I think there's also a word that has a cherished soul in it.
Maybe. I'm interested. I'm really interested to see it. But. That when a person fasts, he has the ability now to connect into the most deep. So now. You ready for this? Here we go. I'm gonna push a little bit. I'm gonna go a little fast in the psukim to get to the last idea. Adi bakav keshachar arech va'aruchascha meheras esmat va'alach lefanecha tzipkech lekvod Hashem yaspecha. And then, if you do all this, if you let go of all the loans, you give the food to the poor, you understand all that, then what will happen? Yibakav shachar arech, your light will shine forth like the bokeh. Baruchascha meheras etzmach, and your length, your days, gam be'olam hazeta, gam be'olam haba, will start to sprout. V'alach lefanecha tzidkecha, and before you will walk your tzidkecha, the Gemara says that this is your mitzvah. The mitzvah will walk before you. Kavod Hashem Yasbech, and even the kavod of Hashem will gather you in. In other words, I say this idea a lot, but I think it's very, very true. That for example, who's the backbone of Jewish society? Right? They saved us in Hanukkah, they saved us in Purim, they saved us at Pesach. Women, they saved us. The women, they saved us in Purim, they saved us in Hanukkah. Egel Azav, they saved us. Meraglim, they saved us. Vora, they saved us. All over the place, the women are saving us. Why? Because when the backbone of your society, what's the backbone of the society? The house. Women who represent the house, all over the Gemara, they're called the bias. The backbone of your society is the morals of the civilization. Every time you see a nation go down morally, you know what happens to them? Get totally wiped off the map. Happened in Rome. It happened in... it's happening. I don't want to say it. You said it. I didn't say it.
I don't want to say it.
You're right. You know, I was talking to Seth. Seth came over to me.
Do you want me to record the pause this for a second?
Whatever you want, I don't know. A single superpower. Now what happens? By Yishman, Yishruvan, by Yivat. By Yishman, and he gets fat. By Yishruvan, talking about Yisrael, by Yivat, and the kick. Hazinu. That's the first part. He eats, he gets fat, and he kicks. Meaning, what happened to the Roman Empire? They became the rulers of the whole entire world. And then all they wanted to do all day was sit back and relax. So much so that they didn't have an army anymore. All they did was hire mercenaries. What happens when you just hire mercenaries?
That's right.
They turn on you. You don't have an army. They turn on you. They sack Rome. They conquer you. It happened in every country. It's happening also. Seth gave me pressure. It's happening in America. America used to be this ideological place that we're going to move forward. We're going to push. We're going to push. We're going to push. We're going to. What was it called? Manifest destiny. That was kind of. Yeah, manifest destiny. We're going to take over the whole. We're going to take over America, and then eventually that was going to. We're going to take over the whole world. But it doesn't look like it's working out so well.
It's not the worst thing in the world that they're not taking it when the world's
off. No, it's enough now, but I'm saying that idea of like of that idea of we're gonna do it. It happened in science also. Science said we're gonna figure out everything. We're gonna figure out everything. That's the 90s, that was the whole 20th century, we're gonna figure out everything. And then what happened? They realized they can't figure out everything. So you know what's now replacing it? Okay. Pluralism. Everything's okay, we can't figure out MS, real MS in life, so it must all be true. There is no real MS in the world. I don't know how I got there. Oh, When a person has a proper civilization, that when the backbone of your society is where it's slow, changing the diapers, having a smile on your face to the guy who walks into your house, having a real Shabbos meal, speaking Divrei Torah at your, the little things. But that eventually, if everyone is doing it, what happens? Your whole society becomes beautiful. Your whole society will grow as it needs to grow. And therefore, what will happen if you're doing all the little things, you're taking care of the poor? It's not crazy, it's not like huge changes. It's the little things. Be a little more lenient on your loans. What happens? Like the morning. Azibaka kishachar arecha. Your light will shine forth like the morning. And it will grow. It will go fast, but it will grow. Titzmach. The lesson of sprouting. Your length of days. Before you will go. Kavod Hashem yasbecha. But like, just like the shachar, just like the morning. And then what's going to happen? Then, if you do all these things, and you're following what a fat day really represents, what's going to happen? Az tikrov Hashem ya'aneh! Then you're going to call out Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun, erech apayim rov chesed, yemes, notzer chesed, la'alafim yos yavon, v'tesha. What's going to happen? Ya'aneh. He'll answer. Tishava, you'll cry out. V'salach de'lavoneinu, right? V'yom yineini, and I'll say, I'm here. Only after we not only okay, we did the physical, we started fasting, and then we took the physical and we applied it to the right direction, then when you come and daven, what happens? Then you get an answer. Shem says, Hineni, I'm here for you. You're here for me, I'm here for you. What did you say earlier?
That makes you more godly.
It makes you more godly. Why does it make you more godly?
Because just like you don't need anything physical. You need like God.
Has anyone ever learned the Derech Hashem?
Yeah. Too deep for me.
It is a little deep. It's a little too deep. Thank God I learned it. I'll give you Yehuda Stachin's a shout out. I learned it from last year. Yehuda Stachin's a genius. So it made it a little easier. The Ramchal explains over there, one of the reasons why we have to be in the physical world is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is perfect, right? This is a deep idea, but it's a deep idea. But we're going to try and break it down. Kodesh Baruch Hu is perfect. He's totally infinite. He doesn't need anything. When we use, the world is like this marker. In what way is the world like this marker? I can use this marker to write Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen is pretty holy. Or what can I use this marker for? I can use this marker to write on your arm. And upset you and start a fight. Or right on the back of your head, you know, or I can use this marker to, I can use it for a million things. A hammer is a beautiful thing. What can a hammer be used for? Or
destroying,
knocking your head
with it.
Knocking, not your head, but your friend's head. Knocking your head. That everything in the physical world is just a tool. And which way do you use it? Do you use it for good or do you use it for bad? All of a sudden, when we perfect ourselves, what happens to all the tools in the world? They also come up with us. The tools come from that which could have been a killing device, a hammer could have been something that kills, to a building device. We're turning the world itself into something great. Do you hear that? And therefore, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is a creator of the world, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is building and making the world Kodesh in his own way, so too we have that ability also. We have the ability to bring the world up, the physical world up also. We have the ability to make everything Kodesh. If I can, is a little of that. What is the first thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Adam and Chava for that matter?
Don't eat.
You get everything.
Look it up. One more guess. What is the first thing God says to man and woman? What's the biggest call Hashem says for Sitchin? I know I heard this in Rav Sitchin. I heard this in another person's name, and Moshe Weinberg's name, but I also heard this from Rav Sitchin. What's the biggest call Hashem in the history of the world?
The creation
of the world itself. Why? Because in order to create a physical world, what do you need to do? What's 1 plus infinite? Infinite. 1 plus infinite is infinite. In order to have something that exists externally from this infinite world, you need to, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know what this means in any level, but Kadosh Baruch Hu needed to retract himself to create a world. Because you put a physical world next to an infinite being, what happens? You have infinite. So the biggest Kadosh Baruch Hu ever in the history of the world was the creation of the world itself. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what you need to do, people, to bring back Kedusha? The first thing you need to do to bring back Kedusha? Have kids. Why? Because every time you have a kid, you're bringing more potential for beauty to come into the world, more potential for Kedusha to come to the world. Every single person has a chelek of God in them. Every single person has a chelek of Kodesh Baruch Hu inside of them. That means that they're bringing their own perspective of what God wants in the world into the world. And if they use it properly, they just made the world so much holier. Absolutely, but we have to bring that out. We're the ones who bring out the godliness of a hammer. We're the ones who bring out the godliness of a fridge, of a marker. Says Kadosh Baruch Hu, the next step. Right now we have level number one. You notice how it's building itself. We have level number one. What's the next level? Im tasir mitochcha miltash shalach etzba v'daber aven. Im tasir, if you remove mitochcha from within you. Now it's not only just external. It's mitochcha. Do you see that? From within you. From within the person. You totally burn it out. And shalach etzba v'daver oven. What's that? Shalach etzba v'daver oven. What does the hand represent?
The physical.
The physical world. And you send that hand, etzbah, v'daber oven, and with it you speak evil. If you totally get rid of that concept of even your hand, even the maisa, your hands are totally removed from any evil, you're pointing your finger and you're speaking evil. I don't know, that's how I translate it. They can translate it differently. Then what? V'safik, and the reverse, v'safik l'ra'ev nafshecha. And you totally get rid of v'safik l'ra'ev nafshecha, and you totally get rid of the hungry. V'nefesh na'ana tasbia, and the people who are crying out, who are missing something, na'ana, the people who are in and of themselves afflicted, tasbia, you give them. Then v'zarach b'choshech orecha. Then even v'zarach b'choshech. Zarach is? Shine forth b'choshech. Orecha. As opposed to, but in the beginning it was just your morning. In the morning you'll light. But this is, even in the darkest times, there will be light. Vafil scha kitzarayim. And even the darkest time will be like the light of the afternoon. So let's just stop there. Meaning, in terms of the more and more and more and more and more we come closer to God, the more we work on ourselves, using all the physical, using the fact that there's a fast day today, we use this to help us connect to the re'ev, and we really sit and we think, how can we help them? Then, the closer we become to God, and the more God shows us His light, so to speak. I love the Ramchal. So all my mind is doing is jumping to him. What's the second level in terms of the Ramchal in the Nesil Sisharim? Zahirus. Yeah. The first level. No, it's after the Zahirus. What does Zahirus mean? Zohar. Zohar. Come on, people. Zohar.
Shining.
Shining light. What's the first? All he talks about, if you just look at his word, all he's talking about is a person's walking through darkness. He's like a blind man. He's like a blind man walking next to a river in the darkness. That what happens when all of a sudden we really try and connect, and we really work on ourselves? Let's say it like this. You know how much infinite potential you have? You know how much infinite potential you have? You have no idea! That was a good answer. You have no clue how much potential you have. How could you, right? What's the only way you're going to ever know? You try, you work on yourself, you learn Torah. And that, using Torah, which is teachings for life, you use that to reflect on yourself.
Honestly, you're never going to know your potential.
But right now, I mean, I'm speaking to myself. I'm not getting into the most. I'm speaking for myself. Right now, I'm walking through life like a blind person. I don't know my potential. I don't know what my level I can be. I don't know that I can really be doing export better. And I'm really doing that awful. I don't know what I can be doing better. I'm walking through life like a blind man. But all of a sudden, when you open up your eyes a little bit, you listen to what the Rebbeinu said. You listen to what the Torah is saying. You try and work on yourself. You try and fast and don't just connect into the fact that all I want to do is pass out on the floor right now. Like that guy who wakes up, I was that guy actually this morning. Personally, I don't fast well. So I was that guy up this morning at like 4:45 in the morning, getting like a couple scoops of cereal. There was just no one. This year wouldn't be happening if I didn't do that. But, I mean, we tried. Whatever. Dafka this fast is the easiest fast to do that, because it's not the latest sunrise. But when you connect into things like that, all of a sudden you open up your eyes a little bit, because you're connecting into what God really wants. Your ratzon becomes God's ratzon. What's ratzon mean?
Will,
but where does it come from?
Ratz.
Where does that come from? Break down even more.
Where's
ratz? What is ratz?
Ratz.
What does a person do? He runs. Wherever your ratzon is, that's where you're gonna go running. Does anyone ever ski?
Fast.
What is when you're?
I tried. I embarrassed myself.
The first time I skied, and it was the last time I skied, I ended up walking down the bunny slope.
I did the same thing. I tried. It was a total embarrassment.
Yeah.
Come on,
you
feel
like. You
can't
go there. You
get ruts
fast.
Awesome. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. Right. But no, what is the first? You're teaching someone how to ski. What's the first thing you tell them if you want to turn?
You could do it.
Quick, you look that way. Am I wrong? You look in the direction that you want to turn. You turn. If you want to turn right, you look to the right. You want to turn left, you turn to the left. Sorry, you want to turn left, you look to the left. That's at least what they told me when
I
said.
Someone to the right, make sure that no one's.
Yeah. But I'm saying in terms of the way you want to go. If you want to go, you look at your eyes, send you to the way you want to go. And that's where you're going to run. Your eyes are connected to your heart. That your eyes are intrinsically connected to your heart. Wherever your eyes are looking, that's where your heart wants to go. Wherever your rut zone is, that's where you're running to. If a person, all he wants out of life is, I want to be great, then that's where you're going to get to. You're going to eventually get to that makom. If that's all you want, if you want to grow in yeshiva, you want to protect your peoples, you want to protect, you'll accomplish if that's what you really want, if that's what you really desire. Don't get caught up in the fact that everyone's like, oh, army stinks, oh, I can't believe I have to do this. No, it's fun, it's great, I'm happy I get to protect the army stroke. That's unbelievable. That's what you want, then you'll get there. When we're on a fast day, if the goal is a fast day, then it's going to be, besides the fact it's going to be a slow day, it's going to also be awful, it's going to be tiring, it's going to be hungry. But if all we want to accomplish on a fast day is a very deep purpose of trying to connect to my brother on a very deep level, and through that I can connect to God, well, how can we connect to God if we connect to our brother who's poor? Who loves you more? I think I could say this. Who loves you more? You or God? God loves each one of us more. Your sons! It's a pasuk in the Barav. Your sons, Hashem, your God. Who loves you more? Who loves them more? You or God? I mean, we're working on it, but God loves them more. The more you work on this, the more you try and love Him, the more you love Him, the more you become like God. The more you become like God, the more relationship you have. Could you imagine a relationship with two parents if one parent just doesn't love their children and another one does? Could you imagine what type of relationship that would be? No, awful relationship. That's a really awkward relationship. They don't have a lot in common. That's for sure. That's a really awkward relationship. The closer you become to your brothers, to the Jews, it's mitzvah d'oraisa. You say, I love, I don't know, there are 14 and a half million Jews nowadays. And I love every single one of them. Then you just accomplished 14.5 million mitzvah. Why? Because each one's a mitzvah. Each one is getting you closer to God. It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. What have we learned about a fast day? No,
it's not fast.
It's about connecting to our Hashem through
the physical. So now, what other day do we have that does this?
Pardon.
But that you're going to find in biblical writings. Shabbos. Look at that.
Isn't it about Esther in biblical writing?
I'm saying in Yeshayahu stuff. That's right out in front of you. That's going to be totally explicit. The last paragraph. I'm skipping a little bit. Even though, this is so good. Whatever. Im dashi mi Shabbos reglecha. Asos chafzecha b'yom kodshi. The karas l'shabbos. One! The kadosh Hashem mechubad. Chibadto ma'asos derachecha m'emtsos chafzecha v'davar davar. Az tis'anag al Hashem. V'yarkivticha albom ha'seyaret. L'chaticha nachlas Yaakov avicha ki pi Hashem diver. If you were just reading this whole thing, I'm hoping that it comes clear why we did it. Huh?
He says before Kiddush.
Absolutely. We learn out a lot. I'll get to that in a second. If you were to just read this paragraph and cut off those two psukim, it would be great. I mean, besides that, at the end, we didn't go into it so much, but if you were to just have this paragraph, you'd be okay. I understand what fast day is about. And all of a sudden, and unless you're just reading it straight, like most tenats are set up, you're just reading it straight. Or you have the mikros gedolos, you're just jumping through psukim, trying to look at Rishon, then you totally lose the whole point of the paragraph. Then you would miss the whole point, and Shabbos would be coming out of nowhere. Why is it, if you look, by the way, in this Haftarah which we just read, it mentions Shabbos twice. Why is it that all of a sudden on a fast days we're mentioning Shabbos?
So you're thinking about food, do you have the best food on Shabbos?
Say better. You're right, but say better.
We need to also, on Shabbos, use the physical to connect to God.
Oh.
Except we're not depriving ourselves physically, we're doing the opposite almost.
Oh.
Kind of eating like a mitzvah,
like having a cigarette. Exactly. Now I'm actually gonna read the last pasuk before Shabbos. I'm gonna read the last pasuk and it'll make everything make sense. After you do all these things, Actually, you know, I'm going to read the whole thing. V'nachacha Hashem tamid. After you do all these things, Hashem says, I'm going to rest you forever. V'zbiya v'tzachachot nafshecha. It's the reverse of a fast day. It's the total reverse of everything that we do on a fast day. V'zbiya, I'm going to satiate you when it's a drought. Nafshecha, your soul. Your soul, which if you look back at the beginning, nafshenu, you guys are embittering your soul. If you do a fast day properly, instead of you being embittered, what's going to happen to your soul? It's beautiful. It's the opposite. I'm going to make you satiated. You think you're afflicting yourself when you're doing it wrong, but really if you do a fast day properly, you'll never feel more whole. You'll never feel more full. You think you're thirsty? Vatzmotzecha yachalitz. And your bones, right now you feel weak? Yachalitz, I'm going to strengthen. That's if you do a fast day properly. He said, Kagan Rava Kmota Mayim Asher Lo Yachzavu Memav. You'll be like a never-ending spring that never runs out of water. Lo Yachzavu Memav. Never runs out of water. Uvanu mimcha harvos olam, and I'll build from you things that were destroyed. Mosdei dor vador tikomeim, and you'll build up the foundations of every generation. V'kar lecha, go there, parrot. They'll call you a builder of walls. Meshovev nesivos hasheves. You'll restore ways to the, how they used to be. In other words, if I could, it sounds a lot like Mashiach. It sounds a lot like Yom Shekulu, Shabbos Menucha. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha. Yechaye Olamim. Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha. Lechaye Olamim. Shabbos. Shabbos. It sounds, Mamash sounds like Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Why? Because it's gonna, you're gonna build up the destruction. What's Harbo Solo? Harbo Solo. No, destruction. Destruction. The Beis HaMikdash, all of our Yehuda, all of Eretz Yisrael, everything that was destroyed. You're going to build up the foundations of the generations. The generations you're going to rebuild. Meaning not only are you going to, in the past, build up that was what was destroyed, but in the future, what are you going to do? Most day dor vador, you are going to build the yisod for the generations moving forward. Vikar alacha, go their parrots. They're going to call you the builder of the parrots. What happened? Anyone remember Yevalonim? What did they do? Upavatu chamos migdala. They broke through. They broke through. They broke through. Then we haven't repaired it since then. The Romans broke through. This idea of Am Yisrael being one. This idea of us being have one goal as one nation. We're special. You'll reveal that. You'll rebuild that. How? All because you concentrated. And you concentrated on the Achdus. You concentrated on the rebuilding of the nation. You concentrated on giving to the poor, on your fasting, trying to connect to everyone. And watch this. This is why I wanted to. Mishovev nesivos hasheves. And you'll return the ways to being dwelled. Look at the next word. Im tashiv mishavas raglecha. Anyone notice anything poetic about that?
Shevet, Shovet.
Im Tashiv, Mishavas Raglecha.
Shevet Shabbat.
Totally, totally connected. How do you, what is that in Tzivos HaShevet? What is that, what is that ways? What's a representation of those ways?
Shabbat.
If you do everything that you need to do properly on a fast day and then you apply that to your whole life, what will the whole world look like?
Shabbat.
Shabbat. What's Shabbat?
The ultimate.
You ready for this? What's Shabbat? That im tashimi Shabbos Raglecha, you hold back the Shabbos your foot. You know what halacha we learn out from that?
The Arabic Shabbos.
Povoisim ba'pisi akitanois. Povoisim ba? Anyone know? Small steps. You got to take small steps. Why? Because you're not in a rush. Everything's good. Where are you rushing to? You don't need to rush to anywhere on Shabbos. Everything's good. Posing bops, yo, kitanos. That's what we sing. All those songs are connected into such beauty. You're like, they're learning a little bit. Posing bops, yo, kitanos. Why do you take small steps on Shabbos? You're not allowed to run. Unless you're running to the Dharma Mitzvah. Okay, you're running to the Dharma Mitzvah. Okay, maybe. But if it's not a Dharma Mitzvah, you're not allowed to run. Why?
It's really enjoy.
Enjoy. You're living in the times.
It's
a representation of where you're running to.
You're allowed to run to Shul.
It's a Dharma Mitzvah. Asos chavtecha v'yom kodshi, to do your chavtecha, chafetz, your chavtzi. I'm not gonna get into this, but if you look at the beginning and you look at the end, what they were trying to do and what they're actually accomplishing, it's like a total reverse of their chefet. But here, what does chavtecha mean? You're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Is business asur de oraisa?
No.
Not really. Is even if you hold muktzah, it's not de oraisa, which I think that's the rove opinion. If you hold muktzah not d'oraisa, is holding money on Shabbos muktzah? None of this is a no, but it's not d'oraisa, sir. Oh, I can do it. We can do business. It's only d'rabbanan, right? I'm only gonna be chayv misa if I'm over the words of the rabbi. But whatever. But asos chavtzechem yom kachi. If you hold back from doing your chayvitz, if you hold back from doing business, why do you not need to do business? Because everyone's rich. No one's poor. Why? Because it's the time for the Mashiach. V'karas l'shabbos oneg. And you call Shabbos oneg. Why? Because you have all the food. You have all the ma'adanim. You have all the good foods. V'kibato ma'asos terachecha. And you honor it. Oh, I skipped. V'kodesh Hashem mechubad. And you make it kodesh. How do you make it kodesh? Beautiful clothing. Specify. Okay. Before Shabbos, you worked for Shabbos. If you do all those things, and you hold back from doing your ways, and speaking, you're not allowed to even speak about something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. What does that all build? If you do all those properly, it builds beauty, it builds this perfect world. It builds olamava, it builds olam in this world. That I don't need business. You try and connect to the physical in a different way. What are you trying to do on a fast day? To get you to a higher level. And if you do all that properly, then bring it to Shabbos. What do you do on Shabbos?
You're like connected to God.
Now that you do the physical properly, the Ramchal, I'm going to stop it. The Ramchal, I just love the Ramchal. I can't stop. The Ramchal, the way he sets it up, is here's the reason, Nikios, Taros, Precious Taros, and then Chassidus. What does he tell you to do? You want to know how, I think I might have mentioned this already a bunch of times. What if you want to know how to eat properly?
Yeah.
You know what you have to do first? Learn how to not eat. Learn how to not eat. Learn how to have the cake on the table and
eat it too.
Not eat it. Zahirus. Okay, I really want to be on a diet, I'm not gonna eat. Zahirus. Not only am I gonna be on a diet, I'm gonna run away from the cake. Nikias?
No cake in the house.
I'm not gonna even have it in the house. Precious? Every time I see it, I'm just like, not only is it not in the house, every time I see it, we can only make it so. It's, can't even imagine. Every time I hear it, I just run. Taharos? It's starting in the heart. I don't want it. It's gone. I don't want it. When all of a sudden you don't want the cake anymore, you don't want that physical, what happens? Chassidus. Enjoy the cake. Enjoy it. Why?
Because you're just going to eat it.
Because you don't want it for the physical reason. You want it for a much deeper level. When all of a sudden you use the fast day properly, and you're not connecting to the fact that you're hungry, you're not connecting to the fact that you're tired, you're trying to connect to the deeper purpose, then you're using the physical for a great purpose, then all of a sudden connect it to Shabbos, Bechabot. Connect it to Shabbos. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the walk slowly. Enjoy the take it all in. Why? Because you've mastered it. You've mastered the physical world. And then you can add olamav in this world. And that's why Az Tisanag Al Hashem, and then you'll be able to really enjoy Hashem through the physical world. Virkavtiach, where is it? Oh, it's the last one. Virkavtiach Bamos Eretz. This pasuk, a very similar one in Hazinu. Yarkiveyu Bamos Eretz Vayuchalten Vosadai Vayenikeyu Devash Misela. And if you look at the continuation of Hazinu, what happens? It's like the pasuk I quoted before. Vayishman Yishurim Vayvat. He gets fat and he kicks because that's a representation of the physical. Of you eat first, then you can't connect it to Hashem. But if you've already mastered yourself, you've already connected the physical into something much deeper. Because you don't want it for the physical purpose, you want it for a much higher purpose, then you can enjoy the physical, you can have all the bracha in the world, and you'll be able to, let's say it like this. If you look throughout the Torah, is there ever any spiritual benefit? This is a very deep idea, which I'm going to try and say very fast. Is there ever any spiritual benefit? Spiritual benefit. Explicitly.
No.
Is there a spiritual knockoff? Karis? It's there. Karis is straight there in the Torah. Is there a physical benefit?
Yes.
And is there a physical knockout?
Yes.
So this is how I heard the Kippah. I heard the Kippah. that the reason why there's no spiritual benefit in the Torah is because, imagine writing a ksuva. And in the ksuva you're writing, oh, and if you do everything properly, it's going to be the greatest relationship ever. Could you put your relationship like that into words? A relationship between you and your wife, could you ever put that into words? You can't put that into words. Everything that's written in the ksuva, you're chayv, you're obligated to do. You're obligated to have a good relationship with me. Could you imagine saying that to your wife? You can say that to your wife. It ruins it. It ruins the holiness. It ruins that, how high of a level it was on. But all of a sudden, Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote, this is one of the answers given. All of a sudden, Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote down, yeah, and you're going to get like the greatest. Like, you can't put it into words. You might can't put it into words. You want proof for the fact that there's wrong there. That's another discussion. But why is it not in the Torah? You can't do it. If you try and put it into words, oh, and you're going to like, I can't even put a relationship between a man and a wife. I can't put a relationship between you and what's going to be in Shemayim with you and God. You can't put that into words. But why is there physical? Why is there physical benefits? Not because, oh, if you listen to me, God's going to give you a reward and you're going to get physical benefits. Why is there physical benefits if you do Vayayim Shemot? So that if you get more money, aser to aser, if you do tzedakah, then you'll get more. If you do everything properly, you'll be riding on the highest of the land. You'll be riding, you'll have the best land in the world. Because you'll know how to use it. I want you to use it more. Teach the world. Teach the world. Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. And I'll feed you the Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Why Dafka Yaakov? It's the Gemara Shabbos. Says, why Dafka Yaakov? And not Avram and Yitzchak. By Avram, it just says, walk Eretz Yisrael. And by Yitzchak, it says a little farther. I don't remember what the difference is. It's a little farther. And then by Yaakov, Yama va kedma tzavona va negva. Yama va kedma tzavona va negva. Oy, barato, barato, barato. You're going to go out, you're going to spread out. Yama kedma tzavona va negva. Beli mitzarim, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, without any boundaries. What's Mitzrayim? I gave it to you, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. You're not going to have Mitzrayim. Yaakov's the one who goes down to Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you do it properly, whatever this is, another discussion another time, you do it properly, Beli Mitzrayim. Beli Mitzrayim. You're not going to even have an issue with Mitzrayim. Maybe Levi has that representation.
Why does it have to mean we're not going to have a problem with Mitzrayim? Why
what does Mitzrayim represent? What does Mitzrayim represent? Erev HaTzaharetz, the most physical world. Mitzrayim represents the most physical place. You're not going to be bound by the physical world. You'll have an infinite here and there. Not only in Olam Haba, but even in Olam Haba, you'll have infinite. How? Oh, you missed it. All because you mastered the physical world. All because when you were hungry, you were able to connect.
Also, is it connected to the what Yaakov said usually called?
Absolutely. You should call. I have everything. And even though, okay, maybe, what did Yisuf say? I have plenty. I have a lot. Okay, you know, okay, you have a lot, but you don't have everything. How does a person have everything? Because whatever physical thing, okay, I just have this marker. That's everything to me. This is all I need. This is all I need. If this is what God wants to give me, this is all I need. Baruch Hashem. Yaakov was living on that level of shah. It says, the Gemara says, Yaakov was giving shah. This is Yaakov was MS because he saw the real world. Yaakov Shabbos is like, I want to end with one story. I hope I remember this story. I haven't said the story over in 3 years. I said it on the channel. That's a good start. I hope you guys enjoyed this. It's very hard to, especially when you're hungry, especially when you're, I appreciate the fact that you guys stayed with me. Very hard to appreciate something like, especially Yishayo, they say it's the hardest and safest to learn. The hardest word for sure. But this, by the way, is mamish. Is that if you ever want to know the definition, just look back at this, even if you don't remember anything, look back at this paragraph. If you ever want to know why in the heck you're fasting ever, you ever run to your friend says, why am I fasting today? Looking back to Yeshayahu Nebuchad. And by the way, you can do this with every paragraph of Tanakh. The reason why I do this is to show you. Next time you're learning a paragraph of Tanakh, and you have no idea, you're learning by your feet. You have no idea what's going on with the bracha. Do something like this. Compare and contrast. Look at what words appear a lot of times. Look at what Yaakov. You can only appreciate what happened here. Chepetz. In fact, the Chepetz appears here. Tzom appears here. And Chepetz appears here. You only appreciate that if you actually break it up like this. So now, one last story. There were a bunch of social psychologists, is that the word? Sort of psychologists, people who study the way people act in the in their own environment, like people study animals. So there were a bunch of social, I think that's the right word? Social sociologists, that's actually the word. Thank you, I knew it was wrong. Sociologists who wanted to do the following test. They there was this violinist, best violinist in the world, he's probably still alive. Violinist who every time he plays, let's say Madison Square Garden, every time he still plays Madison Square Garden, he sells out and everyone comes to see, he's the best violinist in the world, hands down. Yeah? Like let's check this out. You know what they did?
Fish,
it could have been fish, I could have heard the story wrong. Possible. They took this guy and they put him in the subway in New York City. And he wants to see, because he sells out, and everyone's crying in all of his shows. So let's see what happens if you put him in the subway. So they put him in the subway, he's playing all day, and they have a camera. And you know, like, he makes maybe like $20 at the end. This is a guy who, when he plays, he makes thousands of dollars for like working for 2 hours. But when he sits there and makes $20 for the whole day, and a camera and camera and camera. And who stops? Who are the only people that stop? Like the grandmother with like the cane, and the children. The grandmother and the children. Why? The grandmother, because okay, she's already, or the grandfather, right? Maybe grandparent. The grandfather isn't free.
There's
Miss Little Walkers. And what rush? What rush are they in? They're not running anywhere. Like children, because they haven't been poisoned yet. I hate to use that word, but they haven't been screwed. Twisted into like, oh no, I have to run, I have to corrupt it, I have to get to the next place, I have to not concentrate on the here and now. But all of a sudden the children would hear it and they'd be like, they'd stop. And like the parents would like grab their hand and like tug. And like, okay, come on, we gotta go. And no one, and like there was even like, the truth is there like one guy who like noticed, but like the violence was like, shh. Like he knew who he was, and he was a big fan. Whatever. But $20, no one stopped. Why is that? Because one of our biggest problems is concentrating on the here and now. The Kadosh Baruch Hu throws us so many opportunities. He throws us so many opportunities. Take it. You're in yeshiva. You're in the army. The army is very difficult. I appreciate everything you do. Thank you so much. And you're in college, wherever you are. You have it. Literally an infinite amount of possibilities to connect into something deeper, to make yourself a better person, to take control of your time. And we miss it always. We always are just missing out. And now I'm sure when the papers the next day or the next week they wrote in the headlines, oh yeah, there was violence and there was a study done, and the guy who was in the subway and saw the violinist, I was like, oh wow, he's really good, but I really gotta go. Slapped himself on the head. Because that was his favorite violinist. I'm sure there was a guy like that who said, oh my god, I can't believe I missed that opportunity. I was there, I saw it. I felt it even. I even had that inkling of like, wait, maybe there's something deeper here. Kavachomer, when we get up to Shemayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you knew. You had all those opportunities. And what did you do with your time? How much more embarrassed we're gonna be. Yeretz Ol Lefanecha. We should really take advantage of all of our time. Yeshem Shul, that we only make the fast day as holy as possible. To really connect into what Shabbos can be, what the physical world can be, not only to light up our lives, but to light up everyone else's lives as well.
Amen.